Shirley shook her head and insisted loudly, "Oh, no, not me, not me."
"Do not be so pessimistic. Someday, Americans will elect a woman president."
"Yes, but it cannot be me."
"Why?"
"Because I'm not eligible."
"You're not?"
"No, sir. Mrs. Rappaport taught us that the Constitution of the United States clearly states that the president must be born in America, and I was born in China. But Mr. Robinson, my brother, who is not born yet, he can be president someday. He can!"
Only then did Shirley remember that they were on stage, and everyone was listening. Now all she heard was laughter. "Oh, merciful Kuan Yin," she prayed, "make me disappear."
But Jackie Robinson would not let her go. He took her hand and raised it in triumph, shouting, "Hooray for the sister of our future president, Shirley Temple Wong, the American!"
The clapping that swept the hall seized her by surprise, and she stood very still, wondering for a moment if she was imagining it all. No, this was happening. This was real. Instinctively, she bowed. When she lifted her gaze again, something was in her eyes and her vision blurred. Yet as clearly as the flag that was draped from the balcony, she saw before her faces that had not been there a second ago. Grandfather, fourth cousin, Precious Coins, and all her clansmen, they too clapped, just as they had done the night the patriarch had given her an American name, at the dawn of the new year. "What a star-spangled Christmas this is," she thought. "This year of 1947, the year of the Boer, the year when dreams came true, the year of double happiness."
The End. You've been listening to In the Year of the Boar and Jackie Robinson by Betty Bow Lord, narrated by Christina Moore. This work is copyrighted 1984 by Betty Bow Lord. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends Lily's Crossing by Patricia Riley Giff, also narrated by Christina Moore. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So to order another recorded book, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call us using the toll-free number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.